human being. We all have a common origin, our mothers. We all came out of the same abyss. But each of us, a trial throw of the dice from the depths, strives toward his own goal. We can understand one another, but each of us can only interpret himself. Chapter 1. Two Worlds. I begin my story with an experience from the time I was 10 years old and attending the grammar school in our small town. Many memories are wafted to me, touching me inwardly with melancholy and with pleasurable thrills. Narrow, dark streets and bright houses and steeples. The chiming of clocks and people's faces. Rooms filled with hominess and warm comfort. Rooms filled with mystery and profound fear of ghosts. There is a smell of cozy confinement, of rabbits and servant girls, of home remedies and dried fruit. Two worlds coincided there, day and night issued from two poles. One world was my father's house, but it was even more restricted than that. It actually comprised only my parents. For the most part, this world was very familiar to me. It meant mother and father, love and severity, exemplary manners and school. This was the world of a warm glow, clarity and cleanliness, gentle, friendly speech. Washed hands, clean clothes, and proper behavior were at home here. Here the morning chorale was sung. Here Christmas was celebrated. In this world there were straight lines and paths leading to the future. There were duty and guilt, a troubled conscience and confession, forgiveness and good resolutions, love and respect, Bible sayings and wisdom. This was the world to adhere to if one's life was to be bright and pure, lovely and well-ordered. On the other hand, the other world began right in our own house. It was altogether different, smelled different, spoke differently, made different promises and demands. In this second world there were maids and journeymen, ghost stories and scandalous rumors. There was a motley flow of uncanny, tempting, frightening, puzzling things. Things like slaughterhouse and jail, drunks and bickering women, cows giving birth, horses collapsing, stories of burglaries, killings, suicides. All these beautiful and scary, wild and cruel things existed all around, in the next street, in the next house. Policemen and vagrants ran around. Drunks beat their wives. Clusters of young girls poured out of the factories in the evening. Old women could cast a spell on you and make you sick. Bandits lived in the woods. Arsonists were caught by the constabulary. This second violent world gushed out fragrantly everywhere, except in our rooms, where mother and father were. And that was very good. It was wonderful that here among us there was peace, order and repose, duty and a clear conscience, forgiveness and love. And wonderful that all the rest existed, all those noisy, glaring, somber, and violent things, which nevertheless could be escaped with a single bound toward one's mother. And the strangest thing of all was how the two worlds bordered each other, how close together they were. For example, when our maid Lena sat by the parlor door at our evening prayers and joined in the hymn with her bright voice, her scrubbed hands flat on her smoothed down apron, she belonged totally with father and mother, with us, with brightness and correctness. Immediately afterward, in the kitchen or woodshed, when she told me the story of the headless gnome or wrangled with female neighbors in the little butcher shop, she was someone else. She belonged to the other world. She was enveloped in mystery. And so it was with everything, especially with myself. Naturally, I belonged to the bright and correct world. I was my parents' child. But whenever I turned my eyes and ears, the other world was there, and I lived in it, too. Even though it was often unfamiliar and uncanny to me, even though I regularly got pangs of conscience and anxiety from it. In fact, at times I preferred to live in the forbidden world, and frequently my return home to the bright realm, no matter how necessary and good that might be, was almost like a return to someplace less beautiful, more boring and dreary.